I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's an inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View, or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at BestCareHomeServices.com. That's BestCareHomeServices.com.
The playoff-powered rivalries in pro basketball and hockey are bringing new levels of excitement to sports betting. Hey, it's Chris Michaels. Now, here's your chance to raise the stakes. Sign up with BetMGM using my bonus code. It's Michaels. And your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and daily boosted odds specials. Step into the bettor's box and swing for the fences with baseball wager. Or take some big shots on the hardwood and open ice instead. Ready to grab your piece of the action? Simply download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, it's Michaels, to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey. Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I rejected. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday. Good Thursday. Hopefully going to include a Grizzlies win tonight in a big game against the Kings. It's big because you take care of business tonight. We talked about this yesterday. Good chance for you to rest up on Friday. Friday, tomorrow night's game won't even matter. Yes, tomorrow's game I got tickets to. We've set that to the side. It will not matter, John Martin, if you take care of business tonight. Grizzlies, an 8-point favorite last I looked. Some have got it at 7.5. 8. You know, this is a Kings team. It's Slick Tricky, John.
Slick Tricky.
They won't have De'Aaron Fox. They won't have Haliburton, who's out for the season, has had a fantastic rookie year. But they have won 6 of 7 with those young dudes. And right now, John, they are not eliminated yet from play-in contention. They will tip off tonight, those young dudes out there playing, probably resemble what we saw with Detroit and everybody else, right? A bunch of guys you don't know. They have not been eliminated yet. So when those young guys tip off tonight, they're going to be playing to win. They ain't going to be playing to lay down. So Grizzlies, we've seen in this situation before. Hopefully, John, they've learned from those lessons, right, that you learned against Detroit, that you learned against the Clippers, right? Even Orlando, if you want to throw it in that boat. Take care of your business now. Don't think that these young teams playing for nothing, and in this case, Sacramento still is. Mm-hmm. At least they think so. Don't let them, you know, sort of stay in the game, hang around, beat you at the end. Hopefully they've learned their lessons, John.
I have some very bad news for Tennessee Titans fans today that we will get into as the schedules have all been released.
That'll be fun.
We know.
You hating on Titans.
Exactly who is playing who, when they're playing. We have times, dates, all of that. The NFL schedule release did take place last night, so that will be fun today. We'll go through some schedules here for the upcoming NFL season, determine who's going to win and how many.
I got a tough one.
Yes.
I'm third toughest. Come on, y'all. Bears can't catch a break, I guess.
Yeah, Raiders and Bears kind of in the same situation. We start our season against the Ravens and the Steelers. That's a pretty tough start to a year. And
that's your first two?
Yeah.
Oof.
And you play the Chiefs twice.
Oof.
Yeah, we're going to have a rough year. There's no doubt about that. So we'll get into that on the show today. Lee Ellis, our friend from Down Under, our Australian friend, is going to join us at 12:25. He, of course, does the No Dunks podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about Ja Morant, and about tonight and the Warriors. All that and more with Lee Ellis. He'll join us at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Jeff Calkins is going to join us.
Precious the Jewel.
The best.
And we'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies, of course. The University of Memphis Tiger basketball program and
bridge
more.
Action. We're going to get a little more bridge action.
A little bit of bridge action in your life.
A little bit of barges stalled. They're still not going underneath that thing, John.
That's right. That's smart.
It'd be a while.
I would definitely avoid that.
How long can you do it?
We'll do my best to get through an entire show today without offending or insulting, though. Wait. I make no promises.
Both of you guys, very offensive yesterday.
Yes.
We can move on, but both of y'all had little jokes that were very offensive.
What was Brad's?
When it's about the lights?
Oh, Brad made a very offensive light joke.
Oh, well.
I made a joke about the lights
on
Twitter.
Is that you that started that?
I don't know, but amazing. I was guilty of it like many others, apparently.
See, this is
Jeff, let's be careful with our bridge talk on this show.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, Jeff tweeted about it today, and I read it, and I immediately felt bad.
It was pointed at you, wasn't it?
I don't think it was. I don't think it was pointed at you, Brad. I think there were a lot of people.
I was in that camp, and so I was in the camp. You are not allowed to make fun of philanthropists who donate money for lights on broken bridges.
That's right.
So I apologize,
just
and we're
like,
moving
let's
forward.
Just like let's I'm not allowed to make jokes about Lizzo.
Now, I will say, mine less offensive than your fat jokes.
I don't know if that's productive to sort of split hairs on how offensive a joke is.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move on from
thank you.
My lovely Lizzo. I got to the barbershop yesterday.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a good show today.
Brother coming out of the shop, he looked at me. He said, Lizzo going to break the bridge, man.
Oh,
Lizzo
no.
going to break the bridge, dog. Y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy. So,
that's on John.
John, there are people out there that loved it. Okay,
I think that's a good sign. I think if people are stopping you in the street and they're mentioning something that was said on the show,
I couldn't stop laughing. So I told her, man, I appreciate you listening. I said John is crazy. I said he's crazy as hell.
I'm crazy as hell, and you never know what I'm going to say on a daily basis.
Well, let's roll it through.
You're out there.
I am unpredictable. I am unpredictable.
You're giving me goosebumps. Let's
except
go.
When it comes to the Titans, very predictable. When it comes to the Titans, but look, it's not hate. It's just real, and eventually y'all are going to have to come over here on my side of the fence. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. The Grizzlies do have a game tonight, and as 44 would say, it is huge. It is a huge game for the Memphis Grizzlies tonight.
You still talking to him?
No, we've kind of – I don't know where to find
y'all
him anymore.
Yeah, y'all DM him and still, they cut that off.
Yeah, he's not on – can't find him on social media.
He's still referencing
Parler. I don't know if he's on Parler. But yes, the Memphis Grizzlies have a big game tonight. You can, of course, hear that game on 92.9 FM ESPN. Why is this game important? Yeah, bring that screen over here. You know I'm
out of
my –
Brad's got the latest line on there, too. I want to make sure you see
Grizzlies
that.
Are 7.5-point favorite tonight against the Sacramento Kings. which is a good sign. But again, they were also a 12.5-point favorite against the Detroit Pistons.
On that topic, this morning I read our BetQL partner site. They got that thing in 11. They think it's a 5-star bet. So,
for the Grizzlies.
For the Grizzlies.
Wow, that's interesting.
What they've listed.
Scares me. I'll be honest with you. Scares
well,
me.
Well, this Grizzlies team is unpredictable too.
Right.
In some ways.
When have we had this team figured out? Because you tell me whether it's playing Dallas right shorthanded, they play some of their best basketball, or you're playing the Clippers without their team, or the Detroit Pistons looking more like the Grand Rapids Drive, and we think, okay, well, that's an easy win. Or in the Dallas situation, well, that's going to be tough. When has it worked out the way we thought it would?
Yep.
And so I'll be real honest with you. Reality is, the likelihood is, Vegas has got it, that the Grizzlies are going to come take care of business tonight. You do that so you can rest against them on Friday, right, and you can play on Sunday. We've established that. That's the best-case scenario. But again, when has this team done what we thought it would? And here's the deal. You know, and Giannotto's got a column up over Commercial Appeal that sort of helps me make my point here. But he's right. How the Grizzlies have sort of figured out rotations as they're heading into their most important game, right, on Sunday, and hopefully it gets more important from there. But I would counter with this. They haven't figured out much of anything yet with Jaren Jackson when he is on the floor.
Very true.
Frankly, they look better, let's be real, when Jaren Jackson is off the floor. We just saw it against Dallas. John, the record's 3-6, okay, with Jaren Jackson. And keep this in mind. The last two that you won when he was in the starting lineup, it came against a fake Toronto team, because that wasn't Toronto, y'all, right? And it came against a fake New Orleans team. So I would counter that with, yeah, got it figured out when Jaren's not playing. For the most part, you've had that figured out pretty much all year long. Again, there's that little that stretch with Justice, right, where you're trying to – what are you trying to do there? Little, you know, set that to the side. Mm-hmm. What they haven't – I don't think they figured out yet, John, is – with Jaren. And what we know, why that's important is because you figure tonight it's going to be with Jaren, and then on Sunday you're going to roll with your guy Jaren Jackson. And so yep. From that standpoint, and based on what we've seen this year, remember, this team, y'all can go back and check me, this team has not gotten, it's hit it three games, there's not gotten to four games above 500. For whatever reason, that has been the ceiling this year, frankly, because you've been what? A little bit better than a 500 ball club. This would mark the first time this season that tonight, if you can win against a SAC team that, yes, young, but's won 6 out of 7, you'd be over 500, 4 games over 500 for the first time this season. So you're trying to do something you haven't done all year.
Right.
Right? We're sitting here. The line looks good. They're major favorites. But don't tell me you would be surprised, because I wouldn't. And if you would, I feel like you haven't been watching this season. If the Grizzlies go out there, right, go hard,
yep,
and still come up short. Because, again, John, not a finished product. I like what they've – I'd like to think they've learned lessons from Detroit, right? From that loss from the Clippers, but you don't know that for sure, you know. And hopefully, they show us tonight that they have,
yep,
and you get that rest. But you cannot just sit here and pencil in a W tonight,
I mean,
against a SAC team. That's, I'm telling you, because those young guys,
yep,
it's almost like this. Those young guys will go harder.
They will,
right? Take De'Aaron Fox and those guys out. You tell them, well, there's still something to play for. Well, they're going to give you 4 quarters worth of it. Whereas some more of those vets, maybe even a De'Aaron Fox, played a couple years, but no, there's really not much on the line, would ease up, right? Because the older guys like to try to flip a switch. Young dudes and young teams, we saw it with Detroit, don't do that.
Yep.
They play hard. So be ready for that tonight, Grizzlies, and hopefully you show us the lessons learned of Detroit, of the Clippers, of the Magic, those kinds of games.
Yeah, now here's what you would say about the Kings, right? They did get a random victory over Dallas, but the other wins they've sort of picked up here recently, you know, you're talking about 3 over the Thunder. You know, so half of those wins are over the Thunder that are just simply not trying to win basketball games at this point.
And saw what Golden State did to them.
Yeah, exactly. So when you have a team like the Grizzlies that is capable of losing to the Magic, to the Pistons, absolutely. Like, you just cannot take anything for granted.
But you should not. I can hear the butt coming.
But exactly.
Even based on, right.
I mean if we're talking about this team as
why the line is where it is.
Yes. I mean,
and frankly, if you want to be the 8 seed like you're fighting for here.
Yes.
You should be able to go out when you're trying,
exactly,
right? Because you're going to go hard tonight. Everybody's playing. You should be able to go out and knock off a team like this. But that's what they've got to show us yet, John. That's what they haven't proven yet to this point. Okay, prove that to me and do it with Jaren Jackson in the fold. I'll feel a lot better about Sunday and the chances going after that.
Yeah, it's weird. Right? I mean, the Jaren thing is weird.
It's so easy to look at this game and I say, okay, yeah, easy, win, and then you rest. But what we've seen from this team, could easily lose tonight, have to play all your guys again on Friday, or go, maybe you sit Jaren because of the back-to-back, that's what you've done all season long, but you don't get Ja or Dylan the rest. They got to go again Friday, and you know with the announcement that the game against Golden State going to be on, you know, at 2:30 on Sunday, you absolutely need that rest. You know, I know they've been operating on that assumption for a while, but it's even more reason not to have your guys going on Friday.
What was the record with Jaren?
3-6.
They're 3-6 with Jaren since he came back.
Now, obviously, 2-0 with him in the starting lineup.
2-0 with him in the starting lineup. That's fair.
So you started John 1-6.
Right.
Okay. You put him in. That's with him coming off the bench. You put him in the starting lineup. You're 2-0. But guys, New Orleans, Toronto, that's not enough of a sample size to say that the Grizzlies have got it figured out with Jaren Jackson in the fold. That's the one thing, right, that's still out there in terms of how much, you know, can you play as well defensively as you did against Dallas when Jaren Jackson is lined up out there, right? Seems like it's made things a little bit simpler. We talked about yesterday how defense sort of comes last, right? You get the offense back, hey, that's easy for these guys. They're pros. But defensively and getting on the same page with guys you haven't been on the floor with all season long, that one, that trust that comes, that takes a little longer. And I think that's what we've seen with Jaren in there. But that's the thing. Jaren ain't justice. You're going to play him here down the stretch because that's the that gives your team the best ceiling, right? Now, I still feel like now, even with the numbers that we've seen, and obviously for the future, you got to get your guy out there with Ja Morant with the main squad, with the first unit.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so I was sort of going to say, you know, look, if we talk about this,
I bet you that's a pregame speech from Taylor tonight. Like, we've been in these situations before, and we're right where everybody expected us, and we've dropped it. Like, let's show them tonight that we've got that lick, that we've turned the corner.
Right. I mean, it's the
Kings. So we earn ourselves some rest on Friday heading into Sunday.
I mean, exactly.
Dude, we said the same thing about Detroit with 9 players.
That's
seven
right.
of them scored in double figures. We said, it's Detroit. Yeah, they're going to win. Yeah, again, you got to show that you've passed that. Hopefully they have.
And, of course, what's at stake is you solidify, you win one of these next two, you solidify a Sunday game, which we now have the time of.
It's beautiful.
2:30.
It's beautiful. I like that afternoon game. I don't know
yeah,
about
I mean, a Sunday afternoon, you got meaningful Grizzlies basketball, hopefully.
Especially if they don't win tonight, I hate it for them in terms of the time, the travel out. It's not ideal.
Right.
But come on, afternoon game on Sunday for all the marbles of eight, you know, that's pretty darn good.
I mean, to me, that's as much as you could ever hope to be playing for.
Well, could you have already solidified it?
Yes, you could have.
If you'd put Jaren back in, are we still dealing with trying to figure out Jaren and the rest of the team? If we look back, right, they end up 9, ousted first game against San Antonio. Say that happens because it's possible. Whatever. Even if you get to the next game, play the loser of the 7-8. There will be a part of me, Brad, because we were harping on it, that will wonder, could you have locked this up earlier if you hadn't gone, what was it, John, 6 games? Or 1-6? Before, you know, having Jaren coming off the bench, that if you tried earlier, that's the one. But I will give you, because you have to go big picture on it, still a success either way, because you did so much of this without Jaren. You put yourself in this play-in situation, you're here now, and you did that for the majority of the season without Jaren Jackson. So still a success, but don't, you know, I will always, in the back of my mind, wonder what if you'd put Jaren in a little earlier into that starting lineup, get him back with his guys, are you more on the same page defensively than you are right now and heading into a couple of really important games here in terms of your ability to get into the playoffs.
The only way that, like
it, and that makes sense.
But it could cut both ways, too. Like, nobody ever suspected or expected the Grizzlies would be able to go into Milwaukee and beat the Bucks.
I'll give you that. Nobody expected that Dallas win the other night.
Certainly not them
to play that well.
So you could always go through the schedule, right, and find, all right, well, they weren't supposed to win this one. They weren't supposed to lose that one. And it ends up being what it is, which is your 3 games over 500.
Some of that.
Probably where you are always going to be. Now, you need to get to 4 games over 500.
Hadn't happened all year.
I guess you don't have to get to 4 games over 500 because you can still win, you know,
Friday
Friday night
for Sunday to mean something.
But ideally, the ideal scenario is so that you can be totally rested and you can make the decision, right, to stay with your plan and rest guys, whether that's Jonas and Jaren or whatever the case may be.
All of them. Yeah, hell, John Dillon deserve it.
Absolutely.
Kyle Anderson deserves one. And yes, I got tickets to Friday, right? Bought them last week, hoping you'd be in a situation where you're locking up the 8 on Friday instead of anything else. You're just locking it down. But I would be just fine if we get the Tilly out there for the entire game. You know what I'm saying? Friday, if you go ahead and take care of business, because we'll understand. It's all to the greater good, which is having your guys ready to go on Sunday. But remember, Jaren Jackson going to be in that starting lineup on Sunday, okay? That's right? You're not going to hold out.
No.
The second most important player.
He's going to be in the lineup.
And John, yeah. they haven't proven anything yet with him in the lineup.
I agree. I mean, when you're talking about two wins right now over the Pelicans without Zion and Toronto without Fred VanVleet and OG Anunoby,
yeah, that wasn't Toronto, exactly.
That doesn't tell you anything right now. No. So, absolutely, there's still a lot that we need to see.
Just be
from
ready
Jaren.
To fight, right. Be ready to fight tonight.
Not
think they're going to lay down.
This is very simple stuff. You're a 7.5-point favorite at home.
Should be.
This is a must-win situation for you. I mean, because, look, do you really tomorrow night want to be going into that game saying, we have to win this game for Sunday to mean something?
No, because then you Ja and Dylan are playing. Right?
Exactly.
You'd stick to the plan sitting Jaren. Hell, you're better with him. Just frankly, the numbers say it,
yep.
with him off the floor anyway. So that's an easy decision. But the rest of the guys got to go. Guys that, frankly, John, deserve the rest, that have been carrying you all season long. Speaking specifically, especially the two-way, the way Dylan's just performed as a two-way player, right? Still scoring and then helping shut down Doncic, like he could use that. Ja Morant, we've seen super aggressive one day, then and then's got to wait till the perfect time, put on the 8-0 run and a 12-point performance because he needs to, frankly, maybe not be as aggressive as hard as he's gone all season long. Those guys have not had any rest, and so absolutely, John, you want to have that because if you don't, you lose tonight. You can't play a game without John Dylan Brooks in there. A game you got to win for Sunday to mean the 8th seed.
That's exactly right.
No, they got to go. So you need the day off.
So anyway, that's
smash them
tonight inside FedEx Forum. I mean, look, you're gonna get
smash them.
You're gonna get a long look at Sean McDermott, man. What's wrong with that?
On Friday?
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I mean, all you care. I mean, I don't know if you're gonna get some streamers or not.
Now, are they still doing streamers down there during
I'm sure they are.
Post pandemic and all that kind of stuff?
Well, can you catch COVID from a streamer?
Well, I just back then, everybody's going for streamers. You kind of get into bunches. You know what I'm saying? At least my kid, he will go over a row for a streamer.
I hope they're still
Maybe we're just old school. I hope there's still streamers.
Yeah,
it's the tradition.
Part of the fun of going.
It's why we bought the tickets.
Yeah.
And listen, here's my hope, that with those scrubs, mm-hmm. right? You're gonna play the scrubs on Friday, and those guys, they're professionals. But let's be real, that's your backups to the backups.
100%.
My hope is that little CJ will still see the streamers because you're gonna beat them. By that time, you will have eliminated the Kings. That's what you'll do tonight, John, from playing contention. And hopefully, they're even laying down a little bit more. And we'll still get those streamers even with your backup.
Yeah, because
is the ideal for me.
They're gonna they have to
win
stay
both.
In Memphis. You know, they're not going anywhere. They're gonna be like, oh God, we gotta play another.
Yeah, one. That you're brutal. Out. You can't even tell the coach. Can't even tell them, hey, we're still in the play-in.
Yeah.
Right? So it's lay down time for Kings come Friday.
They're probably gonna go out. You know, the mask mandates being lifted in Memphis and Shelby County in 2 days. You know, so they're probably gonna go out and live it up, man. They're gonna go out and live it up.
See, I would just fear little CJ with the backups. You know.
It's not ideal.
That last taste of only game of the season in person.
It's definitely the most expensive hustle game ever.
Could definitely be ill. It feel like the what I paid for season tickets for the hustle that first season.
What did you spend?
Over $1,000, bro.
Oh my God.
I wasn't even in the Spike Lee seats.
This man spent a
$1,000. Do y'all remember that?
Oh, I told her. You also tried out for the
y'all
team.
Y'all used me.
And you went
exactly.
to three games.
And I resent it to this day.
Oh,
now,
no.
Now, Brad, you weren't part of the program then.
Yeah. I remember
it
well,
though. They absolutely used me as a bit when it came to the hustle because first you got me trying out for them folks.
Yeah.
Right? And got dudes who want to be professionals looking at me like they finna hit me upside
Dude,
the head.
Dude, you got the interview like with Alexis Morgan, man.
That she never showed.
No.
Okay?
Well,
never got on Grind City.
Maybe it wasn't a great interview.
No, you know I did a good interview. She just found out. Okay? She found, okay, well, who's he with? Oh, no, we can't. We're not putting that up there.
That.
We're not airing that mess.
Yeah.
Right? So I try out. And then some kind of way,
story at the time.
I think it was
like
Max Alpert,
yeah.
who's still with the Grizzlies and over tickets now mm-hmm. or moved up from there, managed to sell me.
He got you. He got you
G
the weak
League
moment.
Season tickets, bro.
Well, in fairness, I want to defend you on
Never
this.
Never again.
You Trayson were, Burrell.
You were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Did we have Trayson that first season?
Yeah.
It was because of Austin, really, that I got gassed up.
It was Trayson and Austin.
Yeah, man.
And Marquise Teague.
Y'all gassed me up.
Damn,
man, I had to do a payment plan for them things.
Well, yeah. And then
I wasn't even in the front seats, BC. I wasn't in the Spike Lee seats.
And then you never went.
For over 1,000.
And then you
it's
never
about
went.
1,000.
It was
about 1,000.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
then I started giving them away to church to my folks at the church.
Bro.
They were like, are those hustle?
Oh, those
no,
are hustle
we're fine.
Tickets.
We're fine. We're fine. We'll Now, they're
that's
turning
definitely,
them down.
I'll be
I
honest,
couldn't even give them away.
That's definitely one of the worst ways to spend $1,000.
I mean, and this we love having a G League team. I'm just being real with you.
Yeah,
no, I don't really care.
Your boy.
I mean,
what are you talking about? You were yelling at Sip. You loved it then.
Yeah, that was all about Austin.
Put right. Austin in the game.
Yeah, it was country. Nice. It was country yeah. night. You know, I was just trolling.
1,000 BC.
They
it
got
was the
you
first
the
time I
moment.
Ever bought season tickets for anything. I got gassed up with some former Tigers going to be down there. Well, you just, you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Man, CJ spent more time on the damn slides at the end of the blow-up
okay.
stuff.
Yep. That's all right.
We didn't watch
I did
no
like
game.
Those. Those were fun.
Who cares? It's a G League game. Nobody wants to watch the game.
The person who pays $1,000. He got gassed up. No.
The
who cares?
Person that paid $1,000 is a dumbass.
You gassed me up? Hell, it was good for the show at
it
that point.
It was good for the
now
show.
Now he's a dumbass, just like the people who haven't gotten vaccinated, huh, John? You put me right in that boat with them, huh?
I don't even want to address those people anymore. We're done. We're moving on from them. Now, you can't escape the hustle.
They came to me to see if I was going to re-up. What kind of look you think I gave them?
I hope you just deleted the email.
I love Alper to death. He got me. And I said,
he got you.
I told him, I said, I'd be better off buying season tickets for the Grizzlies.
You don't buy.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't buy season tickets for the G League team, bro.
Bro, I thought it was gonna be exciting, fool.
Who does that?
I thought I was gonna have a great seat. I was gonna feel like a big man.
You did have a great seat.
Not even on the Spike Lee's. You're not hearing me.
Oh, you want to be on the floor?
You would think for that much money, no. Who else paid for season tip? Good night season
tickets
for the G League?
$2,000. That would have been $2,000 if you wanted to be on the floor.
How did that not get you on the floor?
That's what I said. And nobody was on the floor, bro.
Now, they did.
There'd be like one or two people.
They upgraded you.
One night, because you came, Wexler was very nice. He said, y'all, you want to feel this? Where you can actually feel the bouncing of the ball on the court? I said, thank you, Jason. This feels good. Unfortunately, I haven't paid enough to sit here. Nobody's on these seats.
Can you imagine how they were talking about Jason over the ticket box office?
Oh, it's the nicest thing Wexler's ever done for me.
We got one.
I think I was the only one, bro.
Bro,
man, they gave Alpert a raise and promoted him because of the sale job he did to me. It was like Calipari.
I heard
they
printed out a picture of your face and framed it in the office, man.
Yeah, first and only.
Like you're a legend.
Those Tigers had me gassed up. Thought we were going to have a great time.
Honestly, who buys season tickets for the G League team?
You
single game.
You spent too much.
It would
of
be
five
like buying
years.
Them for that soccer team they just did. No disrespect to the Americans, there's no demand.
Okay, so you might. Okay, so here's
and
what
G
I would
League
say.
G League was new. We were naming the team.
You were excited about it. You were a little bit better than
indoor soccer, though. Let's be for real. Yeah. Like, come on,
it's not indoor soccer. It's outdoor soccer.
No, what Brad was talking about. Remember, he just brought that in a rundown the other day about the indoor soccer teams.
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm not talking about 901 FC. I'm talking about the indoor league.
There's another one.
G League was above that.
They're playing like at the Lander Center.
Yeah, G League was above that.
Barely.
I don't know, man.
So stop getting it mixed up.
River Kings better or worse than the G League?
Oh, they were better.
The River Kings are better because you're going to have more fun.
And it's different, right? We already have
that. Hockey is fun to watch in person, everybody says.
Yeah.
You know, G League basketball is not fun to watch.
I mean, they go hard, but nobody cares.
They
score 150 points a game.
They're playing for their food. I mean, let's be real. They're playing for their professional lives. So they're going hard, but your damn kid's on the slide.
I mean,
okay, there's no watching
Because here's the thing. You could have paid $14.
He wants to go again and again and again. I said, we paid this much money. You're going to watch a quarter of this basketball.
You could have paid $14 and just moved up to that row, and nobody would have said anything. Like, they don't care. Like, the ushers are like, I don't give a damn.
That's what white people can do.
Nobody's here.
Oh, they'd have gotten my ass out them seats.
Nobody was there.
No. Wexler, I love you. It's the only time I've sat in courtside right up there. And basically because he was like, you're the only one sitting in that room. Let me bring you,
you
up.
You got the whole row.
Oh, I went down, I went
and it
down
does.
There.
It feels different. You can, and probably because John was there, but it feels different because you bounce the ball, right? The guys are on. You can actually feel them moving across the floor.
That's nice.
You know what I'm saying? That nice Spike Lee type seat.
Yeah.
It's a whole different experience. But the 1,000 wasn't enough to get it. It was probably 5,000 for the cushion seats.
It's really unbelievable.
On the floor. I resent you.
No.
More importantly, because Brad was not a part of this program back then. I resent you to this day for making me part of that bit. You'd already gotten enough out of me for trying out for the team.
Yeah.
Right? Sip laughing. And, hey, come up here and do a speech.
May spoke to the team before
the tryout.
I remember it.
I spoke to the whole team.
And say a few words for us.
And what did you say again?
Yeah, what was the speech?
Pretty much, man, y'all grown-ass men. You know, keep following your dream.
I can't believe Sip did that to you, bro.
And
Sip sent you all the way out.
He knew what was about to happen. I was sitting amongst them. And he's like, why don't you come up and talk to the guys?
This is so good.
Oh, he was a setup. Sip come talk to the team, bro.
This dude pulled a Bernie Madoff on this dude.
Hey, Sip really did you dirty, bro.
But we got him back with Damian Ball, right? We recruited the hell out of Damian Ball when he was going. And now he don't talk to us no more.
That's right. That man really did you wrong, man.
That's why I went hard after ball. Believe me, I got him back.
Because we recruited the
hell out of some Damian Ball.
Hey, Sip.
And he wanted him at Texas Tech. What was it? Texas Tech? Yeah, Texas Tech.
Sip wanted some entertainment, so he said, Jason, come up here and talk to my team.
Oh, it was entertaining, all right.
And we can't get Sip on the show now, but he did all that.
I feel like if you talk to him, it'd probably be, oh, man, that's nothing.
We
you
good
know,
now?
He'd probably be
all
good right. now, right? Because bygones. I think he wanted Damian Ball pretty bad.
He did. Yep, he did.
And it's not like, come on, what is the radio show doing in recruiting Damian Ball? Brother, that's on the assistant coaches
right.
and y'all that are
that's
trying
right.
to get there.
Ain't our deal.
Man said, y'all grown-ass man. I remember there was one dude that took a bus, like a Greyhound to the
Yes, man. He'd like rode like 15 hours. And
you got, life
savings. You got me out there trying to do the weave with him, wasting his damn time. Right.
This is so good.
That's why you quit midway through the tryout.
I got out there and I lit up a black and mild. I'm not, because I ain't no damn professional athlete.
Well, neither.
I said, man, I'll never do that again.
Here's the thing. Neither was anybody else trying out. They didn't pick
and
anybody.
That's why
you might have made the team.
That's why I struggled in the weave. I struggled to keep up.
Jason said he heard them whispering about it.
They were.
Quit.
Oh, no.
Because nobody, I didn't have like a 92.9 shirt on. Everybody could see it was like a bit. Folks thought I was really out there
Who's
trying to work.
Who's this dude?
Right, trying to chase my dream.
That is
but that's
so
how you
funny.
Like it. That's how you like
that
it.
Can you imagine?
Man, got an Amtrak train here.
Hey, Alexis Morgan thought it was like a real story.
So
she was like, oh, this is a 42-year-old man out here trying to live his dream.
And now she's working for 2K. She done moved up.
Oh, you still in the same spot. Still looking for your roster spot on the Hustle, man.
Well, no, burn me once, right? Now I'm getting back in.
All right, we'll come back. The NFL schedule is out. We'll tell you how many games the Titans are going to win. Hint, not many. When we come back,
stop.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
BMW, Lexus, Mercedes, Audi, Lincoln, Infiniti, and tons of promo cash. All up for grabs in the $750,000 luxury car and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny. Have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag
alert, major bag alert.
The Bacon Double Stack is back in the Biggie Bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag alert. Major bag.
Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people, and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
See all these dudes trying out? They're trying out for my spot. It's really already a done deal. Vince Hunter, you got my two-way. That's okay. Today I show Sip that I'm the one that deserves that two-way contract. I've got something the rest of these guys don't have. Number one, it's the hustle headband. Number two, think about it. This franchise, it lost a 40-year-old player last year. Vince Carter, he went to Sacramento. It needs experience, it needs basketball IQ, it needs a locker room guy. That's what I'm willing to provide. Look at the grades. That's experience, 40 years of it. I'm gonna be the first 40-year-old guy to make a G League roster. It's happening today. I'm not even really worried about it. 5 minutes, Sip should see enough. I shouldn't have to do the whole 3 hours. Jason Smith, I'm out. I'll check back in with you after I'm signing my contract.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Oh, you signed a contract, all right. It was just the contract to be a season ticket holder instead of a playing contract. So that was
payment playing contract.
Yeah. What was that, $2.50 a quarter?
It was something like that. I paid it. I got it done early.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But nice memories, man.
Wasn't as nice as that last payment. I'm done. I'm never again.
That's like a car note coming off.
Man.
They
know they got you.
Look, it's part of the deal, right?
Max, great job.
Great job, Max. I don't know where he is today, but he deserves a raise.
I'm pretty sure he's moved up in the or still in with the organization.
I think
it was based on his sale of me to,
100%. He's got to be like platinum status up there. You know what I'm saying? Like Max is running things over there.
He's still in Memphis. Yeah.
Anyway, no streamers?
No streamers, I'm told.
Damn.
For wins. I told you guys. You just assume. Now, I don't have the reason for that, but was told by a couple of people who are at games regularly, no, for W's, there are no streamers this year.
That sucks.
So, like I said, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, we get a win with the backups because the Grizzlies have taken care of business tonight.
Yes.
That's tomorrow night.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're sitting here, of course, with Memphis Hustle, former Memphis Hustle tryoutee. Jason Smith. A blessing to be able to do the show with you every day. A lot of times what you see with the format of sports radio is they get, like, the white guy and they pair him with the former player, and that's what they've clearly done with this show.
That's true.
They have paired me with
the former
player, the G-leaguer, Jason Smith.
Certainly more of a player than you were.
Okay, well, let's not get personal here.
Well, you got to make a high school team before you can start talking bad about it.
Okay, well.
All right. You did not.
Okay, well, you were also a former football player, which makes you an expert in the NFL.
Man, and again, we got to move on, but the brother who broke, Terrence Crum, God rest his soul, passed, man. Brother,
are you serious?
Mine, yep.
Terrence passed away?
Yes, was a father, everything else. I know we'd come on, talk about how he picked me up, or would drop me on the shoulder, break the shoulder, could lactate in school, all that stuff. This brother passed away here like within the last couple of months.
My same age,
was a classmate. Yeah,
Terrence.
One of North Memphis's finest, went to North Memphis High School, had a brother, called me, said, hey, man, remember when y'all were talking about Terrence, had a brother DM me,
a listener
to our show. I appreciate him. He said, man, he passed away. And we checked on it, saw it on Facebook. It was awful because he was always the life of the party. I mean, there was no question about it. And to lose a father so young.
Amen.
Man, he's my age, man. So it's scary. And, And I just said that to, you know, God rest his
soul.
Well,
we meet a lot of characters throughout this show. There have been a lot throughout the years, and Terrence was definitely one of them.
Yeah.
And so rest in peace.
Yeah, Memphis will miss him. North
to Terrence Crum, and thoughts and prayers to his family as they're trying
North
to get
North Side. I said North Memphis High School. North Side High School.
Yeah. R.I.P. To Terrence.
Appreciate that.
Crum. The NFL schedule was released last night, and for some of us, this represents great joy and hope. For some of us, this represents dread for the future. Where are you? Where is your team? Now, last night, as you know, on Twitter, I went through and I gave you my locks for the season.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I gave you my locks for the year. I picked out four teams that are the most relevant, sort of, to me. I didn't want to speak on your team, man, because anytime I do try to speak on your team, you get very defensive and territorial, so I just avoid that altogether.
Appreciate it. That's probably smart.
But I did go through the Titans, the Chiefs, the Bucks, and the Raiders.
The Tennessee Titans.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Tennessee Titans. You guys always try to act like I have some irrational hate or view of
my guy says Trey, you're gonna predict a two. My guy Trey says you're gonna predict a two win season.
No, the truth of the matter is that I'm the only person who's objective about the Titans. I'm the only person who can see the Titans for who they truly are.
Yeah, but the last 2 years you've been wrong on them, basically saying they're not even a playoff team.
I was right about Marcus Mariota. I was right about him not being the future. They always resisted that. They're like, no, Marcus is so great. No, he's not.
And that should have taught you about karma.
And he never was.
Talking about somebody else's thing come right back around on you.
And he never was. Well. Can't talk about the Titans making the playoffs and that comes around on me? Because that would be nice. Does it work that way, too?
We'll see.
17 games is what every team is playing this year.
That's right. AFC has the extra home game.
And what the Titans don't realize, and what Titans fans don't realize, A, before I even give my prediction here, not even my prediction, my lock, my mortal lock, Jay hit me up yesterday, Jay Starr, and he said, never seen someone have so much hate for a home state team. And that's true. It's a home state team. But the Titans don't care about you. They don't care about you.
What do you mean? They welcome Memphians up all the time to watch their team.
Oh, if they want to spend the money. But when's the last time the Titans have sent anybody from that organization to Memphis to do any kind of event, to say hello?
Oh, you're trying to be serious.
To do some kind of goodwill. When they do that.
Brad would probably know better than me. I don't know.
When they do the Academy Sports and Outdoors meet and greet.
Third-string tight end.
Man, hell, they send the practice squad. They send the punter.
What are the Cardinals? The Cardinals do the caravan. Do we get actual players?
They send real players. They send Jack Flaherty.
You know this is one of your big areas.
You send
in terms
stars.
Of right, okay. I just want to make sure.
Now, look, we're the flagship.
I think John's probably fairly on to something.
I actually agree with John.
We're the flagship of the Titans, and it's nice to be the flagship of the Titans.
But
that's just because Nashville don't give a damn about Memphis. That's part of that.
But the truth is that if you're a Memphian and you invest emotionally and financially in your Titans.
Interesting take.
Why are you doing that? Because they're not putting it back to you.
Man, stop trying to build Titan haters.
They're
bro,
not
like
reciprocating
you.
Anything.
Let them figure
to
that
you.
Out if that's the case.
You care about the Titans as a Memphian, but the Titans don't give a damn about you as a Memphian. So before we go any further, we need to establish that. All right? Now, the Titans have a tough schedule. They downgraded at receiver. At best, they're the same. But I think they downgraded at receiver because Corey Davis had a hell of a year
contract
last year.
Yeah.
They downgraded at the tight end position. Jonnu Smith now plays for New England, and it's Anthony Firkser. Anthony Firkser is now going to be the full-time guy at tight end. Your first-round draft pick can't walk, okay?
Stop. Now you're starting. You're exaggerating. So
they're going to roll that dude out there on a wheelchair.
It was an ass pick. I mean,
if
we'll see.
He had two back surgeries.
I liked your Northwestern guy better.
Yeah, you picked him for Odyssey. Second. It was the right pick, man. It was the right pick.
I listened to that. That was the right pick.
You had a compelling case.
It was a safer pick.
Nothing about the Tennessee Titans from last year to this year is better. In fact, there are positions that are worse. And the division.
Oh, the defense is going to be better.
Stop. Now
you've just gone too far.
How is the defense better?
Dude, they brought in the dude, Bud.
Coming
they brought
off
in the,
an ACL
the dude from
injury.
The Pittsburgh. He's
coming
off
be, a devastating
he is a
injury.
Beast. A hair, he got a Foster. Hair on fire type dude, man.
If he's healthy, again, it's all about if he's healthy, if he's ready.
Oh, they've invested up front. They're going to be much. They can't go anywhere but up defensively.
Defense
they were
is
off.
Better, right?
Yes, Brad. Believe me. Don't let him fool you on that part. Their defense
all
will
right.
be better.
Fine.
Because it can't be worse.
But,
and
fine.
It's Vrabel's.
But that's not.
It has to be
that's
better.
That's not some ringing endorsement, though, that it can't be worse.
They've invested up there.
The offense certainly will not be better. The offense will be worse. And
if not,
I can hear that.
You can't just count on Derrick Henry to just carry your ass every single year to 2,000 yards. Yep. I mean, at some point he's going to have the tread on those tires are going to show up. They're 9-8 this year.
Whoa.
They're 9-8 this year, and I'm not sure that's probably not a playoff team. That's probably not good enough to be in the playoffs. You're not going to the playoffs this year, Tennessee. Get ready. You got 6 months to prepare for it. I'm giving you the time. You're welcome. 9-8, and you'd be lucky.
All right. Well, who's next?
I don't need to predict a record, but I feel pretty good about this team winning the division because I got no confidence in Carson Wentz in Indy.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break. Houston set them to the side, set Jacksonville to the side, going to be a minute. Like Trevor Lawrence was going to be a minute. Don't tell me that this is the easy-taking division for the Colts and that the Titans won't be a factor.
I agree.
And you telling me that at 9-8, that's essentially what you're saying, that they won't be, run this division,
well,
and it won't be
air.
A race at all.
I think it's. I think it could go either way.
The one thing you're on record, I think it's 13th toughest schedule, at least by last year's winning percentage in terms of your opponents. So that schedules, yes, it's tough. You're playing the NFC West. Those are good teams, right? It's at Rams. You got 49ers at home, at Seattle, Arizona. I mean, that's so much of what these schedules are because you already know what's built in with your division. That's so much of what these schedules are is what out-of-conference division are you playing? In this case, it's the NFC West. That's a tough one to be playing. That said, it's going to be more than 9 wins. This is still a 10 to 11 win, 11 win in the 17-win season. Team, certainly capable of that. And I think, John, I still got them to win that division because I'd have more confidence in them and Vrabel fixing that defense to a level that's sufficient than I do in Carson Wentz. Now, Indianapolis more complete in terms of last year, right? But we don't know anything. Carson Wentz, a head case. We got to see it from him. Well, so give me the Titans to win the division with a couple more than 9 wins.
See, El
at least
Flacco,
10-11.
El Flacco tweets me and said the Titans are going to be 13-3.
I mean, this is going that far. So not against this schedule. It's the 13th toughest schedule.
You can't even be 13-3.
Yeah, and 17 games.
There's 17 games now, El Flacco.
Oh, I didn't even hear that part.
All right, so you have to understand
that. That's not the only reason you
did. The Titans fans don't even know how many games they're playing. How the hell can they know how many they're going to win?
Everybody's going to make that mistake. Same thing we do with Washington half the time.
All the Smoke tweets me and says, why are you always hating on the Titans? They're easily 13-4. Yeah, all the crack smoke. Put down the pipe. Put down the pipe. Crack is whack.
You do have Chiefs in here.
They got the 100%.
The Buffalo Bills in here.
Yeah,
to go along with that NFC West. Like, the schedule is for real. I still give them 10 wins, John, at least.
I think 10 wins.
Selling them short.
10 wins would be a very, very good year.
They're going to get four against Houston, particularly if they don't have Deshaun, and Jacksonville. There's four right there.
All right, the Kansas City Chiefs. You want to do them?
Yeah, let's do them.
Very easy.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
They're your favorite to win the next five in a row.
They're going 15-2. And I think that's generous. I think I can see him going 16-1, and I'm only saying one because at the end of the year they're going to have the seeding locked up and they're going to rest their guys. So they might lose one like they lost to the Raiders, right? Like, there might be a random game in there where they just don't bring it that Sunday because they don't feel like it. But this is a dominant team on both sides of the football, and they pretty much decide whether or not they want to win, except when they don't have their offensive line licked. They got that figured out. I think the Chiefs are going to have a dominant year on the way to a Super Bowl. I got them 15-2.
Where's their schedule in terms of toughest? Because Tampa Bay's got a super easy one. Those teams that, you know, you'd love to have tougher schedules that next year because they played so well. Hell, the Tampa Bay's 29th in terms of easiest schedule.
The Chiefs are tied for 11th.
Yeah, and it's much tougher than Tampa Bay.
Mahomes has never lost in the month of September as a starting quarterback. Not one time. So that's not going
to
change.
I think the main key was fixing your offensive line. They appear to have done that. As long as they got Mahomes,
the
they're going to be right up there. They're the favorite in the AFC, for sure. Probably a Super Bowl favorite.
That's the only weakness. The Kansas City Chiefs, I got them going 15-2. Any major problems with that?
No.
Okay, on to the Buccaneers. They're the Super Bowl champions. Tom Brady is coming back, as are every other player, every other teammate on this roster.
All 22 starters.
All 22. The last time that happened, I believe, was for a Super Bowl champion, I believe, was the Raiders team that won in the 70s.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
77. And because of that, and because their schedule, as you mentioned, is one of the easiest to manage in the NFL, they're going to go 14-3.
They're going to beat the Pats on October 3rd up in Foxborough?
Hell yes.
What a game that will be.
It will be a great game because the Patriots are reloaded.
Because, man, Tom's going to want to win it.
Yes.
You know, probably might not even... Surely he's going to shake Belichick's hand afterwards. Won't shake Nick Foles' hand, but he'll shake Belichick's hand, I would imagine. Even I'm talking about if he wins. Maybe if he loses, he might not. But then the Belichick's got to want it just as much so he can prove to everybody, no, I don't need him. I mean, that's going to be an absolute war, feels like to me. That one's on October 3rd. That's after they open up with Dallas. Tampa Bay's, they got everything back. They're still going to be one of the key players in the AFC, maybe the winner.
Yeah. What week is that, by the way, the Patriots game?
October 3rd.
So that's like week 5?
Something like that. I don't have that.
Question will be, will it be Cam or Matt by then? You know? I still think it'll probably be Cam.
Fat Mac ain't ready, bro.
Fat Mac.
Yeah, 8 ball.
Return of the Mac. Bucks 14-3. Any major issues?
It'll be somewhere around there.
Right,
whether 13, it's 13-4 or whatever it is.
Okay.
Because, right, Saints take a step down.
Exactly.
The team that was your nemesis right in that division.
Good point.
The division is
it's no
division,
longer
yeah,
Drew Brees.
They're not a factor.
Not to mention he's going to pass Drew Brees for good this time as the all-time passing leader, I believe.
Yeah, I mean.
So there's a lot for
the
Tom
NFC
Brady.
The NFC South actually
Saints
used to be a pretty
back.
Good division, right? It used to be, you know, because the Falcons
It'll
had their
issues
together.
It'll be easier for them than it was last
look,
year.
Yeah. Maybe,
in
you know,
the division.
Everybody thought last year was the year the Falcons would be good again. Maybe this is the year.
You see Atlanta talking about trading Julio? Like, I know.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're talking about
I know that Pitts is a great, you know, great mismatch and all that, but you trade Julio, like, and you're not going to stop anybody on defense, so, and maybe you don't score as many points. That they look like they're trying to win now because of the money they got invested in Matt Ryan, but if you're talking about trading Julio, that seems like a move for the future. We'll see what happens. I don't know if anybody's going to pay the ticket for what it costs to trade for Julio.
You guys brought up Dallas against Tampa Bay. I've been reading a lot about Dallas. I think we are.
Well, you jumped off the ship. You're the one that jumped off the ship.
Let me be clear. I am not a Dallas Cowboys fan. I have jumped off the ship.
Okay.
And at the same time.
But you've been reading what? That they're going to be good?
They're going to be good.
Yeah, because Dak's back. And they got a great offense.
Yes. And a much better defense.
And they got a new defensive coordinator.
To me, it's like the Titans. Like the defense could not be worse. You know, the defense could not possibly be worse.
They were a 3-4 as a mess last year. Going back to a 4-3, better for their personnel.
I mean, look, there's two things going for the Dallas Cowboys. You got Dak Prescott healthy again, and your division kind of stinks. You know,
right.
And it's better.
Helps.
It's getting better. And in 2 years, 3 years, maybe it'll be one of the best. But you said Daniel Jones, is he the quarterback there in New York? For the long term, Jalen Hurts is he
like
the guy?
I like what Washington's doing, though.
Washington's
very good.
We'll see. They got to figure out quarterback.
That's exactly right.
Their opponent.
But what they're doing is they are basically getting every other position figured out on the way to finding that quarterback.
100%. Yeah.
And what that will probably equate to is you'll be able to, like, make a couple playoff runs with just mediocrity at quarterback. Because you got Chase Young, you got a good running game, you got McLaurin there.
But do you get their guy when you're halfway decent? You know what I'm saying?
It's a fair question, yeah, because you're not going to be picking super high in the draft.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you got to trust your evaluation. We'll get this out of the way really, really quickly. The Las Vegas Raiders.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Thank you for making it
quick. You got it. You hear that? Mm-hmm. Vegas. We got
the Las Vegas Raiders.
Man, updated that thing.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
8-9. That's who we are. That's what we are going to be. We have some games in here that we will win. We have some games in here that we will lose.
We is now you and Brad. Remember
that. I'm in with you.
Yeah.
I got ownership.
So get ready. We're going to start the season 0-2. Against the
we need to get ready for that mess.
Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's
tough. You a side note.
But then we're going to beat the Dolphins at home. Then we're going to beat the Chargers. And then we're going to beat the Chicago Bears on October 10th in Las Vegas.
Have you seen the tickets for that?
Yes.
Bro, they're among the most wanted tickets already.
The Ravens?
Every Raiders game is that.
Yeah, it is.
No, Bears Raiders is that.
You know, it's
just about every Raiders game among the most demanded ticket right now.
Now,
in terms of the secondary
here's a beautiful thing. They'll start to lose, and those prices will come down.
So?
Well, it's interesting. I was going to go until my wife spent $1,000 on season tickets to The Hustle.
Oh, you're funny.
You know, unfortunately, now I'm not going to be able to see.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
No, I'm sorry. It just kind of sucks that way.
Well, Buccaneers at Patriots is the top one, $1,370 for a ticket right now. NFL's hottest ticket this season. After that, it's Ravens at Raiders, $938. Chiefs at Raiders, $852. Here's your boys, John. Bears at Raiders, $665. We go on Allegiant. Who paying for the tickets?
I ain't going. This is too much.
Daddy
Warbucks over here.
I'm not going to go with you and sit in the nosebleed.
No.
Right? And if these things are $665,
your boy might not be going,
no. John.
Well, they're pumping up the prices because this is their, you know, last year was supposed to be the opening of Allegiant.
You get to get in and see it.
Yeah, right.
You guys are like the most demanded ticket in like four of the top five because
they got to recoup the price of the damn stadium.
Plus, like we talked about, everybody wants to get out. Hey, it's a Vegas trip.
I will
as
say
well
this.
As just going to a football game.
If you are going to spend $600, that's the place to do it because they got that 18,000 square foot nightclub.
Yeah,
so you can watch an NFL game and like have like you know, a
my
club
nightclub days are just so far behind me.
Raiders
though,
are four of the top five games because Eagles at Raiders is even 607. We're 665.
Well,
John,
what can I say?
Right,
I mean, we're a hot ticket. People want to see the Raiders.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Their team beat the Raiders. That's what a lot of that is.
The opponents.
They,
yes,
they want to see the Raiders play football, man. That's just what that's why we are who we are.
You got anybody else in there of note that we need to know about? Pittsburgh's got the toughest schedule.
Those are my locks. Those are my locks.
Pittsburgh's playing 10 teams from the playoffs last season.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
You tell me, Ben Roethlisberger gonna hold up? Because that's what it's all about, right?
I mean, he started the season like a man on fire last year.
Well, remember, it was the short stuff, though.
Right.
It wasn't the same Ben Roethlisberger. You know, occasionally he could still get it down the field on a beam, but he changed in terms of his yards per attempt, getting it out quickly, that kind of thing. It's certainly Ben Roethlisberger on the downhill slide. Maybe he gets back and looks great, you know, for a stretch. But I question whether or not he's still the Big Ben of old. This is a tough schedule. They got 10 games against playoff. I think only the Green Bay Packers have as many against teams that made the playoffs last year. So it's a tough road to hoe for Pittsburgh. Baltimore? Probably.
Right.
Cleveland's not ready, right?
I mean, they will be. I mean, they were close last year.
They improved the defense. All of them went to the playoffs last year. It's a great division. There's no question about it. And it's one of the reasons the Bears have the third toughest schedule, because we're playing the AFC North.
I mean, the Browns
It's a good division. I don't know if the Browns are ready to take it, though. Are they?
The Browns were a team that could have gotten drafted in our J&J draft.
You tell me, though, is what I said the other day. What about Odell? Doing it with him, sort of like the Grizzlies right now trying to do it with Jaren Jackson. They haven't figured that part out yet.
Yeah.
They've been better offensively when they're more simple. Just run it. Right, get it to Landry a couple times, you're fine. We'll see. Because I'm not sure Odell is ready to play his role, man. You know what I'm saying? They're better when they're spreading it around evenly. We'll see. We'll see if they're ready to take over. I still like Baltimore in that division.
The NFL schedule is officially out. Dates and times and dates. Going to be a
cost a pretty penny to ride a Legion, get a ticket to the Bears and Raiders.
It don't cost a pretty penny to ride a Legion.
That's where you're saving your money.
Yeah, like, if I mean, look.
I mean, that's G League season tickets we talking about.
It is. $1,000 for the weekend. That's what it's going to cost, at least.
For the tickets alone?
Well, no, for the flight. For the flight and for your ticket to the game.
Stay. And then you pop stay in at incidentals.
You can find.
Yeah, we didn't even factor in stay.
You can find a hotel.
You'd be an Airbnb, Brad.
This is $2,000 is what I'm hearing.
He's big on staying on the strip.
Probably. You need to budget $2,000. I think that would be wise. Yep. But
damn,
again, it's a once.
I'm out.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime situation. Once-in-a-lifetime situation. You never know. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come on the show today. Lee Ellis is going to join us. We'll talk Grizzlies with him, get his thoughts on the play-in and the Warriors, the rest of the NBA, and more. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home for the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Small businesses are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View, or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the place to go for all of your computer needs is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. By now, you should be very familiar with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one for more than 11 years now. And the entire time, they've been selling all types of computers and repairing all types of computers for people throughout our city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebook, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple, whatever you need, Cooper Systems either has it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. And yes, they also handle computer repair, data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, cracked screens, virus removal. They can handle it all. And if you have viruses because you've been Googling stuff you shouldn't Google, it's cool. Cooper Systems isn't here to judge you. or your search engine. They're just here to get your machine back up and running smoothly. So for all of your computer needs, you know where to go. It's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 901-360-9679, on the web, coopersystems.com.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low is 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
SOB Downtown has moved. Come help break in the brand new retro modern space at 345 South Main Street in the old Ambassador Hotel. Expanded menus, brand new patio, and private dining rooms are some amazing features in the new digs. SOB has two locations now open for dine-in. They still have favorites like General So's Cauliflower, Zaka Bowl, and Maple Bacon Braised Brussels Sprouts. Our raving fans say that we have the most diverse menu in town. Try our Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB. Eat and sip adventurously. South of Beale.com.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.